week three of Fireworks 2021 as we forge forward. Lots of movement seemingly behind the scenes. Lots of conversations being had on what's next, what's going to happen. But also, in the darkness, in the midst of all the doubt, there's still music being released. Still people with hope and planning. I was watching BBC earlier, and they were interviewing members of the entertainment industry and speaking about the impact that the shutdowns, various shutdowns and various restrictions have had. And when they speak of how it's not just affecting those that you see up front, not just the actors, not just the producers and the directors, not just the promoters, but the trickle-down effect. Those in costuming, makeup, those that do the rigging, the vendors. How where you may see or cash you hold an effect, and John Q Public may say, well, why cash you want a whole effect? Cash you just want to go and get money. Well, A, yes, that is true. But also, you know who else wants money? The 50 or so other people that directly benefit from the hosting of a small event. The 200 to the 500 that may have benefited indirectly from a larger event. So, and even though you say this over and over, so many people don't seem to grasp that it's not just a couple of greedy people saying we want to hold an event or we want to get out there and jump up. But there are many people who are depending on this. But it's not just us. We understand it is a global pandemic. And we must ensure that we take the right steps. And we must step and go forward cautiously. So as we go forward cautiously, we see small dinner events popping up where you may have an entertainer playing for a dinner and a small show, as is allowed under the protocols. Meanwhile, many stand on the sidelines waiting their turn when they can get back out. In the UK, they felt that pain as the final stage of easing the lockdown restrictions, which was to be eased on the 21st of June. I think that was the date that we were given, which will be next Monday. Delayed until the 19th of June. That's according to the Prime Minister as he made that announcement. Said there will be a review after 2 weeks, and he was confident the delay would not need to be longer than 4 weeks. He said, we will monitor the position every day, and if after 2 weeks we have concluded that the risk has diminished, then we shall reserve the possibility of proceeding to step four and a full opening sooner. So those entertainers, and there's so many events, some I was even invited to, because they were planning for the total relaxation of all those restrictions on the 21st of June. But obviously, you know, with the emergence of the strains and increased cases over there, that becomes problematic. So I think as we look overseas and see what's happening over there, we see how that may impact us and how it may impact decisions made over here as well. Fingers, toes, eyes, and everything crossed. And we see what happens next. Be safe out there, please. Fireworks. We welcome your calls. 434-1790. WhatsApp 266-4862. Biggie Harry will join me in the second hour of Fireworks for our crop over conversation. I'll start it with this one from Mr. Blood. as he pays tribute to the mighty Gabby.
We thank you, mighty Gabby, for what you've done for our country. Your sterling contribution is a legacy to our great nation. We bless you, mighty Gabby, for what you've done musically. Long after you are physically gone, your music will live on. Long after you are physically gone, your music will live on. Barbadian, Lucian, Caribbean man, world citizen with a cultural plan. Your songs unmask many mysteries, unfolding the truth of hidden history. Sometimes they touched us, made us shed a tear, and selfishly showed us love and care. Your amazing voice advocates justice, peace, love and unity. We thank you, mighty Gabby, for what you've done for our country. Your sterling contribution is a legacy to our great nation. We bless you, mighty Gabby, for what you've done. Your music will live on. Long after you are physically gone, your music will live on. We dance to the beat of your music. Folk, soca, kaizo, become classical, jazz, pop and rock. And even when you're buying for the crown, ambassador, doctor, politician, calypso, monarch, the best in the land. Composer and poet extraordinaire, flash and flare. We thank you, mighty Gabby, for what you've done for our country. Your sterling contribution is a legacy to our great nation. We bless you, mighty Gabby, for what you've done musically. Long after you are physically gone, your music will live on. We will always treasure you, Dr. Carter. Let your brilliance shine through in our hearts. We will always treasure you. Guitar in hand, in churches, in schools and communities. Guitar in hand, he perches, singing with grace and ease. Your great vision, educate us, give us liberation, you're so conscious. Your haunting melodies, so supreme. Us power, you help us to dream.
Your lyrics are heavy, they give us light.
Phrasing magnificent and oh so bright. Emerton Boots, Jack and Culture, can't forget Dr. Cassandra. Richstone Janice, one day coming soon. Brilliance in every tune. We thank you, mighty Gabby, for what you've done for our. To our great nation, we bless you, mighty Gabby, for what you've done musically. Long after you are physically gone, your music will live on. Long after you are
physically gone. It's a tribute to the mighty Gabby, music, Mr. Blood.
Long after you are physically gone, your music will live on.
Well done, Mr. Blood, a tribute to the mighty Gabby. And after that tribute, I think it's only fair that we play a mighty Gabby. Don't you think so? I think so as well. It's 11 minutes after 3 o'clock. Remember, at 3:30, your news. That'll be followed by Radio School. And of course, listen out for Big Yeri. We'll be having our crop over conversation with him.
Lil Janice, she only 14, but she think she is 20 years old. You should have been there when she tell she mother are coming in from the cold. This year, I giving you early warning. Get somebody else to mind your children. I find in a van, hooking up a man to jam with Kadumen there. I want to ramp, bump, jump, stomp, fuck up over mass this year. Wet, sweat, get wet when the band come up to play. Take this one in, mommy. Rap over in missing me. I want to lick up, kick up, stick up, walk up all day long without reason or rhyme. I want to lick down, kick down, break down, reach down all day long. Rap over on my mind. Uh-oh. I'm gonna do bad. Mommy, I'm gonna do bad, bad, bad. Getting tired, keeping my sisters all day and night. While you running about like the freest gazelle, mommy, how could this be right? I know you can say I turn ungrateful, but to carry on, I just enable. It's affecting me psychologically. I can't take this pressure no more. I want to run, bump, jump, stomp. Fuck up over mass this year. Wet, sweat, get wet. When the band come up to play. Take this one in, mommy. Crop over in missing me. I want to lick up, kick up, stick up, walk up all day long without reason or rhyme. I want to lick down, kick down, break down, bridge down all day long. Crop over on my mind. Stand up there trembling, but the words won't come out as she mocked. Then she hold down she head in a sad position, like she know she lost the bout. This time, Janice grabbed she round she shoulder. If I didn't know, I would swear she was older. After the embrace, Janice ran from the place and never went back there no more. She went and ramp, bump, jump, fuck up over mass this year. Fet, sweat, get it. When the band come out to play. Sorry I got to say. She baby gun born next year. She went and lick down, kick down, break down, reach down all day long. Without reason or rhyme. I mean she lick up, kick up, stick up, walk up all day long. Something else on she mind. Oh.
I type you're really loving the tribute to the Mighty Gabby by Mr. Blood. Let's say good afternoon to Angela, to Trevor, to also Jacqueline, and Lawrence. All calling, all messaging, saying they really enjoy that one. Can't promise I'll see if I can do it again before I go. But you know, time really gets away from you.
Pop over mass this year. Fet, sweat, get wet. When the band come up to play. Take this one.
Of course, you know, he is an absolute king when it comes to pecan.
Missing me.
I'm going to test you as well. You can win with us on fireworks if you can drop a little pecan as well. Do you think you have what it takes? Well, stay tuned. I'll let you know how you can win and what you can win with us. Even if it's just bragging rights.
I'm ready. Hey.
Some people look at the guys on stage and say, I could do that. Well, let me see if you can do that.
Are you young and ready?
Let's see if you could do it like a Gabby. If you can do it like an AC. Let's see if you can do it like an IREB.
Jimada, stand up there trembling. But the words won't come out as she mocked. Then she cooled down, she head in a sad position.
Remember, you can win big with us right here on VOB 92.9 FM as we celebrate 40 years in 2021.
She shoulder, if I didn't know.
Next Friday, someone gets a chance to win.
After the embrace, Janice ran from the place.
$400. If not in the morning, then hopefully in the afternoon with me. But someone, we want you to win.
This year, fat, sweat, get it. When the band come out to play, sorry I got to say, she baby gone born next year. She went and lick down, kick down, break down, reach down all day long without reason.
Or just for a lady that's celebrating her birthday today.
Kick up, stick up, walk up all day long.
Heather, good afternoon to you. You got a good name, Heather. So Heather, good afternoon and happy birthday to you. Because she's celebrating like this today. Here you go. Remember at 3:30 your news, and that's followed by Radio School.
But Africa is buried in me. So we joking, yeah we jamming on the streets, got doom and morning for all of the church to see. Tell the priest for me, this is my body. I wind in a bad on the highway. Hey, them could call police, a gang like a beast. I don't give a damn what they say. Hey, hey, I am African, not from Babylon. The highway belongs to me. I am African, not from Babylon. The highway belongs to me. And I'm singing, oh manna, oh manna. Let this bread get to me culture. Oh manna, oh manna. Let this bread get to me culture. Mama yeah yo, mama yeah yeah yo, mama yeah. And love. The things they say is a damn disgrace. They don't want the people to move the race. It seems to me they want to kill off the festival. They don't want the people to dance at all. So we jump in, make me crazy. We come to free up the body for all of the priests to see. Tell the priest for me, this is my body. I walk in a bar on the highway. Them could call police, a gang like a beast. I don't give a damn what they say. Hey, hey. I am African, not from Babylon. The highway belongs to me. I am African, not from Babylon. The highway belongs to me. And I'm singing, oh manna, oh manna. Let this bread get to me culture. Oh manna, oh manna. Let this bread get to me culture. Oh manna, oh manna. Mama yeah yo, mama yeah yeah yo, mama yeah yo, mama yeah yeah yo. Them church people make me shame. They better don't make me start calling him. They drink any wine and they're so content. But that is an alcohol sacrament. They get in the pew and they're beating up the tambourine. You would think it's Kadumant on the scene. They holler hallelujah, hallelujah. This time the whole race on fire. I could tell all of them going to hell. Tell the priest for me. your body. I winding up bad on the highway. Hey, them good call police. I gang like a beast. I don't give a damn what they say. Hey, I am African, not from Babylon. The highway belong to me. Tell them I am African, not from Babylon. The highway belong to me. And I'm singing, oh Manda, oh Manda, let this spread your Jimmy culture. Oh Manda, oh Manda, let this spread your Jimmy culture.
Mama, yeah. Woo. Mama, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mama, yeah.
Does this look familiar? There's the breakfast fruit drink, the long ride to work energizer, the mid-morning quencher, and the sodas at dinner time. But that many sugary drinks a day add up to 50 teaspoons of sugar and could bring on obesity, which can lead to type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and even some cancers. Are we drinking ourselves sick? Especially now, we need government policy to reduce sugary drinks and unhealthy foods consumption in Barbados.
Visit HealthyKidsBarbados.org to support the campaign. A message from the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Barbados, Pan American Health Organization, United Nations Children's Fund, and partners.
Do you love to create?
Yes! With glitter, feathers, ribbons, and bows.
Want to bake a cake?
Plus cookies and pies? Ooh, there goes a tingle in my toes.
Let's decorate!
With beautiful frames and floral arrangements, there's so much we could do.
So, meet you at Laurie Dash?
Like there's anywhere else to go to.
Whatever the occasion, whatever you're trying to find, visit Laurie Dash, the craft shop, to satisfy creative minds. Laurie Dash, the original craft shop exclusively on Bay Street, your one-stop shop for all your creative needs. Follow us on Facebook.
VOB Courtesy Garage. We made big in association with Stanley.
This Hyundai Grand i10 could be yours. Look at this. This is so nice, Carol.
And spacious.
Ooh, listen, all this leg room.
You gotta be here. You gotta be here.
Friends.
And in this time, right, where we're kind of like distancing ourselves, if you really need a ride, this is the ride for you, so you don't have to stand at the bus stop. But you have to make sure you keep listening to the stations of the Starcom network. You need to check out our shopping list, as in the places where you can buy, make your purchases, and enter, okay? So keep listening to the stations.
I remember you also have to listen for the sounder, note the date, the time, and the station. It's only on the Starcom network stations.
What's the sounder?
VOB 92.9 FM, celebrating 40 years in 2021.
We want you to win big. It's time to go back to the future as we feature some of our younger champions, our young stars, our rising stars. And we take you back to 2018. This young man took the crown in the 7 to 12 category. Brown Star. This one called Peace.
Peace, I'm promoting peace.
7-12 Junior Monarch from 2018 Brown Star. It's now time for fireworks. Yeah, I told you we're gonna have this guest passing through. The man does not disappoint. He is here. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West India Waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933. And Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump. Reggae, yeah, he got that there. Give the man some soca music, mash it up. I don't think there's anything you can get this man to sing. Give him the alphabet. He will make a hit song out of it. I am pretty sure. You can't tell me otherwise. Biggie, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you doing?
Yes, good afternoon. Good, man. Good to be here. I haven't been in here for a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah, man. I mean, long time.
It's good to actually have people. You know, I appreciate, you know, technology, you know, and Zoom's been, you know, really helpful. But, you know, you could actually say, man, come in, man.
Yeah, you know.
While still, of course. I mean, and the studio is big enough.
Yeah. You know? I mean, actually, the last time I was in here, it wasn't like this.
Well, wait. So, wait.
The last time I was in here was with Carol.
I...
For fireworks, Carol Roberts. Long time ago. This is like 2012, 2013.
Man, so this is the first time I interviewed you since I came to VOB?
No, you interviewed me on the beat. Oh. I think it was the next studio that you interviewed, but I never come in here as with this renovated like this.
Well, welcome, my brother.
Yeah, man. You can play basketball in here, though. Or cricket.
But you know what? We do have the room. You know,
we'll talk.
Let me show it to Damien from Crown D. He's supposed to be nice and up in here, making festive and everything. So hopefully by the next time you come back in, we even have more changes.
Yeah, man. Damien is a good lad.
Yeah.
He works with me too. Yeah,
he are. Don't make me feel too good. But that's my neighbor, man. He actually grew up literally down the gap from me. So yeah, it should be good. Man, listen, I at this time when you come in, you know, you say, yo, what's up? You know, you got some new music to drop on us. You can talk about the events that you're going to and what you're doing and how they fit. None of that.
Change. Times have changed, man.
None of that. I mean, now it's like we talking about cooking competitions.
Yeah. The new norm, boy. You got to talk about cooking. You got to talk about what you do Sunday. You know, it's different.
Man, you know, coming out, because you were invited to be a part of that competition over at LASC, which you and it was D2 you were with, right?
Yes. Yeah. The ham competition.
The ham
in December.
That was all that time?
December,
honestly, right?
Yeah.
time just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
When I look back and I have to put everything in the calendar, you know, are you kidding me? That was back then. I just can't make heads or tails. When I get Facebook reminders and I'm seeing these dates and these things.
Yeah.
A year already?
Almost a year already. Yeah.
Have you picked up new hobbies? Because you know everybody was doing different things to pass the time.
Yeah, man. Since the pause, because the pause was December 31st, first of January. I started doing some gardening, man, and growing a lot of stuff. Okras. I eat it okras already.
No, you know when you say a lot of stuff being grown, you gotta be specific.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave anything for the imagination.
Yeah, well, okras, tomatoes, broccoli, onions, garlic, turmeric, carrots, a lot. All kinds of herbs, not the one that I will get locked up for though. things like shadow benny, basil, thyme. What else?
Man, you got
a whole farm.
And this, so you used to do this before?
Like, no, never. I mean, I just got interested in it from reading. Actually, what happened was, John Doe brought some mangoes for me.
Man, look, listen, you see, as my, I have a serious issue with this. And I raised it in another form, and you saw.
Yeah.
Where this man that works two doors
away from me. Yeah.
And I can't get a mango. Sorry, Uncle Jeff. I can't get a mango. Anyway, he brought the mangoes.
Yeah, John Doe brought. Every time John Doe gets mangoes, he either brings them for me or he tells me, Biggie, come. I go up by him. So I said, Marla, I can plant a couple of these seeds. So I went on YouTube to find out how to do it.
Okay.
And I did it. And then when it was on YouTube, I was checking out how to plant other things and so on. So I went and I bought some soil. I bought the necessary gadgets, you know, like the small shovel and the clippers, and I bought some plant bags.
You went all in, man.
All in. And I just decided to plant various things. And the first thing that came up, okras grow really, really fast.
Yeah.
You know, in the evening, say around 5 o'clock. I water my plants at 5 o'clock every evening. And you would see one like this small.
Mm.
And by morning, it's this long. So they grow really, really quickly. Okras, started to get some okras. You know, it makes you feel happy and it relaxes you while you're working and while you're planting and while you're watering and so on, you know.
Mm.
Because, I mean, I had to take my mind off COVID somehow.
Yeah.
So I think that is a good thing, a good step that I made, you know, gardening and planting. And
so in growing all these things, that was that then a change in your eating habits?
Yeah, because I started to, let me tell you something, I went into a supermarket one day to buy some shadow benny and some basil and so on.
Mm.
And the prices were really, really high. So I said, Mala, I can grow these here.
Mm.
And I did. And right now, I'm cooking with shadow benny, cooking with basil, cooking it all them kind of herbs.
Can I get shadow benny yet?
I love it. Well, you know, it's an acquired taste.
You know, in Trinidad, they put it on everything, right?
Everything.
I always go, I take bacon shrimp. Hold on.
Yeah, no shadow benny.
Nah. Everything except.
Yeah. Blood is like that too. Blood told me that he can't stand it.
Nah.
It's an acquired taste, but I love it. I cook it with everything, even my eggs for breakfast on mornings. I go outside and I pick a couple.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you know, as you say, you know, it's something to retake your mind off of the things.
Yeah.
And you are one of these artists. You work nonstop.
Yeah.
Every week, you know, you're doing a different venue, you know, whether it's one that we can actually see on the streets, like somewhere like Blakey's or it's a hotel, but you're always.
Yeah, always. I mean, before COVID, it was like 7 nights a week, sometimes 8, you know? It was like some things I would be doubling up. I would have a gig at, especially during crop over, I would have a gig, say, at Colony Club from 7:30 to 10, and then I would have to be at a venue at 12 o'clock.
Oh, listen, you know? Listen. She told me to say this off air, but there's a waitress from Colony Club told me to say hello to you.
Hello.
We call, she said to say it off here.
You can't call her name.
I'm not going to call her name. Yeah. But I'll tell you off here, but she said to say it.
And tell her I see her tomorrow night, because I'm there tomorrow night, so she can come and give me a hug. And a lamb chop.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how then were you able to really deal with that? Because you went from, as you say, 7, 8, 9
to none.
To none.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, obviously, there's no doubt the finances really took a hit. Yeah. But I mean, for you mentally now, how do you deal with that?
Well, at first, you know, it was rough, and it still is rough for some of the entertainers. Still rough for me too, because I'm only now getting calls from people. To start back, I did a gig on Friday night at Del Mar, which was really, really well attended. It was a good gig. And I'm at Colony Club tomorrow night. I did quite a few virtual concerts. Mm-hmm. Did one for the Toronto Association for Toronto. I did Uplift, Nicholas Branca Band.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah, excellent. And quite a few more. And there are two coming up at the end of this, in 2 weeks. There's the Reggae Affair, and then there's a Soca Everywhere that we're recording in Queen's Park.
And you also did the Baka concert.
Right. Yeah. That was really, really good too. Mm-hmm. And there's some more coming up during the year. So
how do you then, because, you mentioned quite a few online events.
Yeah.
And these are going to be around for a while because you know we're not getting out there yet. We see the UK just had to extend their relaxing of all their things for another 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know that hit and I started out speaking about that earlier, where a lot of their entertainers, a lot of their promoters were placing their bets on the 21st of June, which is the date that everything was supposed to open up over there.
They were getting a green light,
But PM just come on earlier today. Mm-hmm. I said, we got to go back to...
Extend it to July, yeah.
Yeah. So that being the case, you know, it seems you have to continue the virtual for a while. How can we do that? How, as entertainers, can you do that and still get something in your pocket? Because I was speaking with Apache, you know, and he was saying, people might pay, but you charge in a dollar or whatever, you know, it's not going to be what you're accustomed to getting in your pocket.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know, boy. It's, as I said, it's really, really rough. Barbados, we are opening slowly, getting back to normal slowly. And some places are having entertainment. You know, like Blakey's, I think they're having entertainment from Thursdays. Mojo's, I passed Mojo's quite recently, and there were people there having a good time. So you just gotta call, man. I would just tell the guys and the girls, entertainers, just call these places and let them know that you're available. That's what I did. That's what I was doing, like 4 or 5 weeks ago. I was calling people and telling them, look, I mean, I'm available. Just when you're ready to open, give me a shout, you know. And I've been getting calls, so that's my advice.
Have you had to change the way that you perform based on the fact that you're not gonna have really people jumping up and you shouldn't, you know, a whole bunch of people on the dance floor?
Well, really and truly, in the hotel setting, it's just like that. Mm-hmm. There's no people. Some people will dance. But most people don't. Most people are just eating and conversating.
Uh-huh.
So it's not really, it has not really been different from that. You know, people were dancing the other night. I don't know if I should have said that, but.
But I think if they just stand up and they're moving at the table, that's all, yeah.
People were dancing Friday night. But I mean, it will get back to normal soon. Just hang in there. I know it's going to be rough, but just hang in and everything, you know, everything will be all right, man.
You're a man that's I mentioned this here, you know, April.
Yeah.
I could look in my inbox. I know something coming from Big E.
Yeah, usually.
You know, I know, I expecting this here.
Yeah.
You know, my inbox has been quiet.
Yeah, dormant, sleeping.
Like, if I get one there, you know, I got an email from Mikey at foolish o'clock this morning. And I was happy. Disturbed me. Disturbed me with this thing, you know. Are we likely to hear anything from you this year?
Well, I mean, I want to release something.
That's a lot of eyes.
Yeah. I want to release something. Mm. But it's not, I'm not thinking of only Barbados Noah. I'm thinking of releasing it. Yeah, I release it here for sure. But releasing something, you know, for international, because the world is opening. People like Nappy and Destra and Patrice and all those guys, they're traveling. This last night they performed. I know for sure Patrice performed in DC last night. Mm.
You know, Hyper Sounds is overseas as well.
Yeah, when you check the shows, not a man in a mask and nobody in social distancing. So that is what I'm gearing towards. I'm thinking that if I get something out there and it's catchy and people like it, you know, promoters will be interested in booking me for their shows. Mm. So that's the main reason why I want to release something. As far as Crop Over goes, yeah, I mean, if I'm not competing anymore. I don't think I'll compete anymore, but people are going to have events. I'm hearing that. So I would like to be a part of that, you know, and make some kakida.
No. You know, you can't just drop what you just say.
Yeah.
And let me just let it slide.
Yeah.
You know, you're a former Sweet Soca mourner.
Yeah.
Former international Soca mourner.
Yeah.
You are no stranger to competition, even making it to the Piketty Crop Finals. And I actually had a singing competition lined up here.
Yeah.
You know, why were you boring up from it?
Actually, I would do Piketty Crop again. I would do that. But I'd have to have a real good song, a strong song like Pankatang or like singing competition. If that year, if singing competition was a one song, I would have been, you know. I feel so.
So why are you shying away from the other competition?
Because we have a lot of young, vibrant soca artists coming up now, you know. And I think they should be given a chance to get on the big stage. I mean, people like Amber, who's releasing a song tomorrow. Mm. Very nice song, a great song. I think she should be given a chance. You know, I think people like us, you know, could step back a little and let the younger ones come in. You know, we got to share the pie.
Do you see competitions like? Well, not Party Mourner, Soca Mourner Noah, as it's being called.
Yeah.
Do you see that as a developmental program then? In addition to being a competition?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't like the Soca Mourner thing because it gives people like me, you know, people like groovy singers ain't got a chance against people like Mikey and Rick and them guys. I mean, those guys are the top, you know, the top walk up. Walk up is a man, you know what I mean? You talk walk up it, so.
Oh, no, you did do something a year.
Right? Yeah. I did something a year.
At Bushy Park,
with Need a Rhythm. Yeah. And then Blood beat me by 2 points. I always say Blood beat me by Gabby and Toro.
I'm sure you should incorporate some walk ups.
Yeah, well, I too old for that, no, man. Plus, I recently had hip surgery, so I don't only break it again.
All right, fair enough. So leave it to the younger ones.
I believe so. I think because we got some young soca singers, you know, that need to be in the limelight, so to speak. So
now you mentioned Amber.
Yeah.
Are you working with the younger artists then? Because I mean, again, you're a general in this year.
Working with them, not officially, but a lot of them call me, you know. A lot of them call me for advice, and I readily give it, gladly give it to them. Tell them what to do and what not to do. But the first thing I always tell them is to write good songs, you know. Write songs with melodies and with groove, and make sure that you get it produced by a good producer, go in a good studio. I mean, I'm not knocking any studios, but we have some very, very reputable producers in Barbados, like Red Boys, Dangerous, Darian Bailey, Chris Solomon, Nicholas Branca, Randy, a lot of people, you know,
well, you know,
who do good work.
You say you ain't knocking the body, but I think, and I say this here, you know, and I'm all for praise because I like to, you know, give Jack his jacket.
Yeah.
You know, we need to definitely lift up those that do good.
Yeah.
Similarly, if you got studios out there that doing foolishness, fellas that doing nonsense, you got to say, well, hey, you're doing foolishness.
Yeah.
You know, if you're willing to learn or if you're open to, you know, advice or constructive criticism, fine. But, you know, I think many times we see people doing things and, you know, we come and we say, man, fell over there doing foolishness. Mm-hmm. But has anyone gone over and said to him, yo, you're doing foolishness? Yeah.
But sometimes you got to let these guys learn on their own. Because in my experience, you can't, there are a lot of people you can't talk to, you know. You know, there are a lot of people you could tell a guy you're going on the wrong path, but he would still do what he wants to do, you know, and he would learn eventually. And you know, he would see things change.
All right, I got you. Alrighty, Biggie Irie, he is here. He's not going anywhere. He's going to stick around for a little while. Fireworks 2021. The man with the sweet singing voice. A voice that you just cannot mistake anywhere, anytime. And I'm going to get to sing something. I don't know what he's going to sing, but he's going to sing it. And that's not even asking. I'm just saying he will. The time, yep, just around the corner, we have your news. And after that, more fireworks. Of course, we still have to hear from Sergeant Stuart Johnson. Let's know what's happening on the roads, on the highways and the byways. You're on the road, travel safely, please. Pedestrians, cyclists, you also have your responsibility on the roads. The time is now 15 minutes to 5 o'clock. Coming up in the evening edition, the NUPW membership meets on Thursday to vote on a contentious leadership matter dubbed as a constitutional crisis by the acting general secretary. Petrol dealers deny that they have had any hand in the high fuel prices. Some top local artists are already getting bookings overseas, even as they await word on crop over this year. A key music producer is doubtful much will be possible this year in terms of crop over events. COVID cases in Barbados continue a downward trend. A growing concern in the US and the UK over a new fast-spreading COVID-19 variant. Now, we also have the Republic Bank Business Brief, the latest sports, and Williams Newsmakers in the evening edition that gets started at 5:30. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933. And Rotoplas is Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also distributors of the Pentax water pump. Biggie Ari, we're having this crop over conversation, although crop over, we ain't too sure, but we still call it the crop over conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
As I read the preview just now, you know, it says some top local artists are already getting bookings overseas as they await word on crop over. Now, before you were saying, you know, you had conversations with the hotels and the bars and such. Have you been having these conversations with promoters overseas?
One promoter linked me earlier this year in about February. He was having something Memorial Day weekend, which is gone.
Yeah.
But something happened and he didn't go through with it. You know, because I mean it was in supposed to be in New York. But you know, you will get that, you know? You will get that. As I was telling you earlier, I was speaking to Cedric from the BTMI in London and they were supposed to do something last year with me. But because of COVID, it was canceled. So he said, hopefully, if things get back to normal this year, you know, they'll have it. So hopefully, we'll get something like that happening. I'd love to do Notting Hill. I've never done Notting Hill.
Wait, stop. Never. Stop. Baby, what kind of passport you got?
I have a British passport.
What were you talking about?
I've never... Actually, when I was in Splash Band, we were in England. We were supposed to perform at Notting Hill Carnival, but it didn't happen. You know, for some reason, it didn't happen.
Wow.
And I was so disappointed. I think I even cried a little bit because the amount of people that were there.
Man, yeah.
You know? And it was, I think it was supposed to be in Brixton, in a park in Brixton.
Mm. And you know, it's just grown from there.
I'm telling you.
It's just grown.
So I haven't done, the closest I've done to Notting Hill was something, a band launch that I did for a guy called Mike Forbes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was fantastic. Mm. It was fantastic. So I'm hoping that I could do something for Notting Hill.
Man, listen. Well, we can't get Splash Man for Notting Hill. Cause the thing is, and we know that Notting Hill is not just
soca. Yeah.
You know, you got everybody, a piece of everybody. So I'm thinking, because I like to go back and watch the con tapes, but you know, old footage. You know, and I could see a band like Splash Man
down there, man. We would wreck it. Yeah, man. it would be lovely.
I think, and I know we have people in the UK listening. Yeah. So somebody call somebody and make something happen.
Make it happen, yeah.
I don't know these days, God.
We are available. Trust me.
This is a crime against humanity that this has not happened yet. I think so. Now, you mentioned Notting Hill, you have not performed there. Is there anywhere aside from Notting Hill that you really, really want to perform?
Yeah, a lot of places, man. I'd love to perform. There are a lot of reggae festivals across Europe. There's Giel Reggae Festival. There's the Kempsey Reggae Festival. There's reggae in the I did reggae on the river. There's reggae in the hills. All those festivals all across the U.S. And all across Europe. I'd love to get on there on those festivals, man. I mean, that's my dream to be a regular at those festivals.
Mm-hmm. I was speaking to a younger performer who was saying, you know, he's just taking like a year. I guess when you're younger, you got that liberty. You know?
Yeah.
You ain't got chick nor child. You ain't got no mortgage. Or that, you know? But just to get out there, because there are, as you start to list them off, there are so many festivals in North America, in Europe, where if you are there, you know, you can be there for them, you know. Have you ever considered saying, well, you know, I know you can't take off a year, but you know, just saying, let me just make myself available, let's say maybe for 3 months and go over there and see.
I've been thinking about it, you know. I mean, as I was born in Cardiff in the UK and I have family there, you know. So I mean, I was thinking about just going down there and you know, going down there and being there for when, you know, and make myself available for these festivals. And I have a lot of contacts in those areas, in those festivals, like Dennis Bovell, who just got the MBE in the UK.
Nice.
He has been after me to work with me for so many years, but we keep missing each other. When I was in England for the same festival, for the band launch with Mike Forbes, Dennis was coming, came to pick me up at my hotel, and I just missed, he didn't tell me he was coming. I just missed him, you know, I went somewhere else. But he's been after me to work with me for a long time. And whenever he's here,
yeah,
he's always busy doing something. He just pops in and pops back out.
You mentioned the reggae festivals, though. So would you prefer to be over there doing the reggae circuit?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we know the roots. Yeah. We know the roots. You know? Yeah. Just that Big Airy, the soca artists.
Yeah.
You know, that big... That, well, hello, this soca artist, but you're rather...
Yeah, man, reggae. I mean, I've had a taste of both.
Mm-hmm.
In 99, we did the Spirit of Unity world tour. We did all 50 states across the U.S. And had an appearance on the Jay Leno show. But the reggae community, man, these people support... That music, you know, is incredible. When you see the amount of people in these festivals, the audience is humongous. You know, and they treat you like gods. You know, it's amazing. It's like chalk and cheese comparing the reggae festivals to the soca festivals, you know? The crowds are massive. And it's not only, and the amount of white people that are there, you know? And white people with locks, I mean, thick locks, you know?
They've really embraced the
culture. Oh yeah, man. Yeah. They've really embraced the reggae genre, you know?
All right, we got someone on the line, let's go. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good for now.
All right. Assuming you're not calling for me, you're calling for this young fella across from the table from me. So,
No. I'm calling to say good afternoon to Biggie Airy, but you also put a challenge out there, and I have the confidence to do it now. I don't have to win anything, but I thought I would try my hand at it.
Wait, you mean the Picon challenge?
Yes.
All right, put a woman up front. There we go. Well, I even got a topic for you. So if you got some bars, give me 16 bars and go.
Well, my friends, the time has come. It is Fireworks 2021. We have Cashy, he be hosting it. He had on Ingrid and Classic, Sean Carter and Skong Young. Even the general came around.
Don't even ask me, because I can't freestyle. I can't freestyle at all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bless us. Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye. Maybe you can't freestyle. You can't do it.
No, boy, can't do that. I got right down everything. I remember one time we were in Trinidad, and it was me, Peter Ram, Bungie Garland.
Oh, loss, the general.
Who else? We were in a studio, and we were in the studio to do dub plates, right? And Peter Ram went on first. You know, Ram is a freestyle boss.
Yeah.
That time I got a piece of paper and a pen and a writing. And then Bungie Garland went on.
Oh,
yeah. Then he went, sorry, Biggie's your turn. It's not in that head. And I cannot freestyle. I cannot freestyle. I don't even try.
Man, but we mentioned Ram, you know, Ram does it well.
Ram's a freestyle boss. You know, Bungie's a king. Skinny Fabulous is a man.
When you just see these guys and they just start you know, off the top of your head and they do it, don't think it's anything that they're practice.
Yeah.
These, you say something, they can't prepare for anything in life.
Yeah.
Man, they just do it.
Bungie. Yeah. Bungie's is the king of that. I've never seen anyone do it like that. I mean, rappers, nobody.
Mm-hmm. I recall 2009, I was in Trinidad 1 year, and Beanie Man was doing the circuit with the Asylum Band.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Beanie would drop a few freestyle lines and things, you know.
Yeah.
And he crossed, then Bungie.
Bungie. So I see Bungie freestyle. The system was down. And Bungie.
Oh, just fix it.
Just fix it.
That was like, what, like 15 minutes?
Long. And the man was just singing through the monitors. And it was crazy.
I
God give him that. Yeah, he's the best. He's the best I've ever seen.
He's still on the line here somewhere. He'll say, hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Biggie.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hazel.
Hi, Hazel.
You know that Sean, your aunt's best friend.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's so nice to hear your voice.
Yes. You too.
Down from down the road from your aunt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and you keep sweet.
Thank you very much. You too.
Okay, there.
All right.
Uh-huh, okay.
She said, keep sweet.
Keep sweet.
You've done your world tours. You know, you've traveled all over. Yeah. What's some of your most interesting, and bear in mind, you got children listening.
Yeah.
most interesting fan encounters that you've had?
A lot, man. A lot. This one was at the same show, the same London show, Mike Forbes in the UK. I can't remember what year it was. I think it was around 2012, because I had just, or 11, I just released Can't Be Over.
Mm.
And there are a lot of pictures of it online, on Facebook and Instagram. And I was singing, and it was a big crowd at the hotel in the where we were performing. And this girl, I watched her come from the back, right? And while I was singing, she was dancing and coming up and get right in front of the stage and put her hands around, I was elevated, and she put her hands around me and just held on tight, and almost squeezed the breath out of my body, you know?
Wait, so she jumped up on the stage?
No, man, she didn't jump up. She just came up and put her, I can show you a picture of it. And just put her arms around me and held on and would not let go.
Wow.
That was one. There's some instances where I got a few pieces of garment thrown.
See, first Edwin, I know you.
Yeah.
We're talking garments all the time.
It is. Yeah. But people go crazy. People go absolutely crazy.
You're really missing that there, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I miss traveling. I miss touring. I love to know that I'm getting on a plane and going to perform, you know, for the people. I love it. I just love that. I'm just hoping that, you know, we could get back to as normal as we possibly can, so that not only me but the other guys, so that we could just fly out.
You think? Because obviously not everyone was going out there, not everyone was touring, not everyone was probably even interested.
Yeah.
You think this is going to make some of the entertainers relook how they approach this entertainment thing?
Yeah, man, I mean, but they should, because that's where the real money is, you know. Real money is traveling, you know, as often as you can. Try and get out there, but to get there, you got to have music. You gotta have good music to get out there. So that's my advice I'd give to the younger ones coming up. Make sure you got good songs, man. Mm. A good song will take you to the four corners of the universe, and that's where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, and you mentioned, you know, yeah, you may bring something out, but not necessarily for a crop over.
Yeah,
is this the start now of perhaps a trend where music would not be particularly brought out for the festival, or for our festival, I should say, where a song may be played during crop over, but this song was released in December, mm-hmm. or this song was released in September. You can mm-hmm. see more of that, you think?
Well, it should be like that, you know. I mean, but as Mikey said, I heard Mikey on the year today. This crop over festival is based on competition, mm-hmm. you know, and if there's no competition, there's no incentive for the competitive artists or the producers to release music, because when you get into the competition, when you get into the final 10, you know, there's a possibility that the producers will get a piece of the pie at the end of the day. And the singers, you know, they will get money too. But that's the incentive. The incentive is the competition, you know. So if there's no competition, there's no incentive, really, unless you're established and you know that you're not only releasing music to compete with. You're releasing music for the world, to get gigs, to get, you know, to get bookings. That is where I think people like Edwin and myself and Peter Ram and Rick and Hypersounds, and I think that's where Alison and Rupi, that's where we're at now, you know, because you haven't seen Alison, Rupi compete for years, you know, because they don't have to. They're booked, you know, right through. So they hardly ever live here. So I think we compete. I mean, people like me, Ram, and Mr. Dale and Edwin, we compete because for the fun of it. Mm. You know? I know Edwin would say that he doesn't go into a competition not thinking that he's gonna win. You know, he's always going to win. But I think the rest of us, we just do it for the love of it and for the love of the fans. We do it for the people, because the people are the most important.
And they expect it.
Yeah, they expect it. They expect it. But what I'm saying is that I think that there are a lot of the younger artists who have a huge fan base as well, you know? So I think that some of us could step back and give them a chance, you know, and give them the encouragement to go on to compete.
All right. Well, we'll see what shape, what form it takes.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, in speaking to a lot of the younger ones, you know, they are thinking along the same lines where you say, you know, you're not making the music for the competition, but making the music to market it, to take it beyond.
Outside, yeah.
And I agree, where I believe that the industry has been somewhat stifled, and some people, I think, have been stifled as well in focusing only on competition.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't happen. I understand the culture. I understand, you know, how it has been, how our festivals are centered around these competitions. And that's not going to change. And I'm not knocking those who compete. I'm not knocking the competitions per se.
Yeah.
But we see where there have been those restrictions, where if all you're doing is producing music for the competition, then where is it going to go from there?
Yeah.
Where are you going from there?
Yeah. I had planned... To be honest with you, I had planned, the last competition I did was 2019 with Magic.
Oh, yeah.
And I had planned to take a break for 2020, because I said, I won Groovy in 2007, I won Pankatang in 2014, and I was saying, well, you might win something in 2021. So I applied, so I can leave out 2020 and compete in 2021 and see what happened, you know? But, you know, I mean, I don't think I'll do it now, you know? I know. And competition is so much preparation, man. It's a lot of stress.
But, you know, man, tell me that Pick of the Crop is even more stress than that.
Not to me. Pick of the Crop is... not to me.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. I mean, when you pick the crop competition, men don't talk to you. Right? It's to be like the men don't talk to one another. I don't understand that. I remember the year, I think it was the year that I did Get Over and Pankatang. Mikey was in the competition. The only two people that talked backstage was me and Mikey. Not even Blood. Blood and Mikey ain't talk. And Blood and Mikey tight.
There's their friends,
You know what I mean? Blood ain't talk to Mikey. Ask Mike if you don't believe me. Man, don't talk to your boy.
Oh.
I remember one time, Bumba, this was like stadium. And Bumba, I think Bumba was doing They Want to Know.
87.
Yeah. Mm. And Bumba was all done with the cycling track. before he went on performing by himself and performing like if he's singing to millions of people going through the motions, you know? That's how serious that competition was back then. Yeah.
What's your routine before? Because, I mean, earlier, when I first started radio, and I feel that they set me up the road, you know, no one told me. I can call your name, Derry Boyne. I feel Derry Boyne set me up. Go on and interview the people backstage.
Mistake.
You can't tell me that she didn't know that.
Mistake. I
love Derry though. She's a good girl. But she set me up.
Mistake.
So I knew after that first year.
Yeah. You gotta get them before. Not before. You
gotta
get them after they come off. Yeah. But I don't have a routine really, you know. I would be like at Bushy Park. Usually I would share a room with Mr. Dale. And we would just be there, sitting down, talking. If they got drinks, we drinking. Yeah. Well, I drinking. I don't know if Dale is a drinker. But you know, I would drink a couple of beers, and if they got a vodka and tonic, you know. And it would just be there breezing. I don't like to go and look at nobody performing before I sing. I don't even like to hear, but that's hard, you know?
Yeah.
So I just sit backstage, drink, talk some crap. And when it's time to go, get dressed and go. You know, that's it. I remember when they did country, the last time we did it, we performed at Bushy Park. And my hip was, that's the most pain that I was having with my hip. And I had taken, before he left home, I took 2 Voltaren.
No.
Yeah. 2 Voltaren. And my hip was numb.
But 2.
Right?
Come on.
And on top of that, I had about 4 vodka and tonic. Right?
Kids, backstage. Kids don't do this.
Right? Backstage. And then when I got on that stage, I was high. I was, you know, and my adrenaline was pumping, you know? And it was wonderful. You know, I came 3rd, but it was great. It was great, you know? So kids, don't do what I just said I did.
Please don't.
Please don't do that.
Please don't. The views expressed by Jeffrey Coro do not necessarily reflect the values of Starcom Network.
Correct. Thank you. But it was good. It was good, man. It was really, really good.
Well, I remember seeing in the media you're going to be performing on a cruise ship in the port.
In the port.
But I mean, so as you say, things are opening.
Yeah, things are opening. We did that in January last year, I believe it was. We performed on the ship for about 800 people, I believe it was.
Nice.
And they have asked me to come back with the same band, that's with the Red Boys band, but be doing it every Sunday on the ship before the ship leaves, because the ship is going to be leaving. We're going to be performing from 9 or from 8 till 10:30, and the ship leaves at 11, so we got to be off the ship.
Pack up and get off.
If not, we gone. So
don't play packing that slow.
Yeah, but the thing is, we got to get the guys to carry as least equipment as possible.
But those ships have a lot of equipment.
Yeah, they have a lot of equipment. Yeah. So we just got to make sure that we you know, that we prepared for that. But I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully everything keeps going where it's going, and that's something that I'm looking forward to.
Well, it's not a party, but if someone wants to see Biggie, perhaps go and have dinner. Or have a drink and see Biggie. Where can we see you?
I'll be at Del Mar Cafe and Bar, Maxwell, formerly known as Croton Inn, the last Friday of every month.
I passed there. Yeah. They really did a lot on the outside. Fantastic.
Yeah,
I haven't seen inside, but
yeah, it's great. It's great. It was there on Friday night. Uh-huh. And it was really, really good. So I'll be there the last Friday of every month. Mm. I'm starting Horny Ram in 2 weeks.
All right.
Right? That's down on the West Coast.
Yeah, at Hoggett.
Hoggett is there every Friday for now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's an event at Peg Farm on July 4th, I believe. I'm going to be there, so. Mm-hmm. You can just look out on my IG, The Real Biggie Irie, or my Facebook, Biggie Irie, and, you know, I always post when and where I'll be performing.
People, he always posting.
Always.
Always. I send this man the flyer 12 hours ago, and he posts it like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. Man. Me posting is fun, you know. It's a lot of fun, you know. And it's good to see the reaction you get from the post that you put up.
Listen, you know you mentioned Peg Farm, right?
Yeah.
Peg Farm is huge.
I've never been there.
It's a lot of land. There's a lot of land up there. You think we are venue starved? Or is it that people just always complain about something close to them?
Yeah, I believe so. We got a lot of venues, man. We got a lot of places. If they're not venues, we could turn them into venues. Mm. There are a lot of places that you know that we can that promoters can have their events. Mm. You know, I don't think we're venue starved. There are a lot of places in Barbados, across Barbados, that.
So then, is the latter people complain too much?
Yeah, complain too. But I think in the next coming weeks, they won't complain because the people want somewhere to go, and that was shown. I saw that on Friday night at Del Mar. We had a lot of people in there. People just are starved for entertainment right now.
Yeah.
So they will go every and anywhere just to get out.
Listen, I am busy. If they want DJ, call me. All right. Big Gary, thanks for saying so much time.
Always a pleasure, Cashy. Always a pleasure.
Alrighty.
Yeah, man.
The great one. Anybody want to say hello to before we say no?
All the people listening in Toronto, UK, USA. I know June Searle is listening. She's in Toronto. All my followers on my IG and Facebook followers, just want to big them up and tell them thanks for the support for the last 34 years. I've been doing this for 34 years. It's a long, long time, boy. And looking forward to continued support. And look out for some music and for some virtual shows coming up very, very soon. That I'm going to be a part of. Yeah.
All right. Good stuff.
Yeah, man.
We can see you around. And we can get to you at Notting Hill somehow, man. We can make it happen.
Yeah, pray for that.
The Real Biggie Irie. Hey, let you guys know, VOB 92.9 FM and Courtesy Garage in association with Standard present Win Big. The time is now 14 minutes after 5 o'clock. 14 minutes after 5 o'clock.
The weekend just got a whole lot better with the Nation's Weekend Bundle. For just $76 for 3 months or $145 for 6 months, you can get the Weekend Nation Saturday and Sunday Sun delivered directly to your home or business. Subscribe today by calling 430-5503 or 04 or emailing subscribers at nationnews.com. But hurry, this offer ends on June 24th.
Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June the 14th, 1676, the Assembly of Barbados passed into law an Act of Explanation to the Act of Negroes and to prohibit the bringing of Indians to this island. This unusual and unprecedented piece of legislation requires some explanation. Amerindians had been present in Barbados since the early days of the colony in 1627, when Captain Henry Powell transported 32 Indians to the island from the Dutch colony of Guyana. These Indians had agreed to teach the English in Barbados how to grow cotton, tobacco, and indigo, and to facilitate trade between the island and the mainland colonies, all under the promise of being allowed to live as free people in Barbados. However, sometime after Powell's departure, other Barbadian planters took the Indians by force and made them slaves. Indians were imported to Barbados until at least the end of the 17th century, though by this date they were a small fraction of the total enslaved population. When King Philip's War broke out in New England in the 1670s, several groups of Indian rebels were shipped from there to Barbados. The act passed on this day in 1676 was intended to put a stop to this practice. The reason was simple. When an elaborate plot to stage a slave rebellion in Barbados was uncovered in May of 1675, many planters believed that the Indians from New England had been involved in it. After executing the ringleaders of the rebellion, they implemented a much stricter slave code in April 1676. This was followed up by the act passed on this day in 1676, which aimed at the exclusion from Barbados of Indians from New England. The act stated that they were fully apprehensive of the great evils the Indians already in this island from New England and places adjacent may bring upon this place if they should continue here. They being of a subtle and dangerous nature, and able more cunningly to contrive and carry on those dangerous designs which our Negroes of their own nature are prone unto. The act added that the New England Indians were known to be notorious villains. They are obstinate, incorrigible rogues, and cunning thieves, the act said. Thus it was that fear and prejudice against Amerindians played a role in shaping the early colonial history and the history of enslavement in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus.
Are you renting a house or apartment? Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood, or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
All right, kiddos, time for school. No.
Dad had one job. Get there. Thanks to a dead car battery, the kids will be missing school instead.
Get there with Maximo batteries available island-wide at all automotive art, gas stations, and parts and hardware stores. Maximo batteries comes with an up to 2-year full replacement warranty and free installation and maintenance check at automotive art. For 24-hour roadside assistance, call 233-1650. Maximo batteries, you can only get there if it starts.
Happy Win Big Shopping! To enter the VOB Courtesy Garage, win big in association with Standard. For your chance to win this Hyundai Grand i10 plus $10,000. Get your entry forms and drop in the boxes at Courtesy Garage. Every $50 spent gets you an entry form. Up to 5 forms. 50 forms when you buy a car. Standard. Every $250 spent gets you an entry form. Up to 20 entries per sale. Nature's Discount. Spend $75. Lauridas Craft Shop. Spend $25. RK's Auto Care. Spend $20. Smart Med Pharmacy. Spend $25. L&M Bar. Spend $25. Each active policyholder of Cooperators General Insurance completes an entry form at any location. Whoa! Sign up for any double or triple service bundle at a retail outlet. Plus, listen for the Win Big Sounder. Heard only on Starcom Network Station. Note the date, time, and station you heard the sounder and write them and your contact information on your entry forms or at the back of your receipt, which you will receive from our shopping partner on our shopping list. Drop your entry forms or receipts in entry boxes at specified shopping locations or at Nation Publishing Fontevelle or Starcom Network River Road. Keep listening to the station and visit www.starcomnetwork.net and our social platforms for details, terms, and conditions apply.
The seas
systems established in 1978 can bring some warmth and sunshine into your life as easy as 1, 2, 3. We have in-house payment plans with up to 6 months repayment on new hot water systems and 4 months repayment on replacement tanks and panels. Financing is also available from Massey and Quartz Barbados Limited. SunPower Limited also offers attractive discounts to members of BARP on new and replacement systems. Call your sales rep or the office at 428-0634 and get your SunPower today. Get your SunPower.
David, you sure this car will get us home?
Tonya, I know my car. Trust me, this can get us to town and back on E. Jeez, oh, not now.
David, I told you to put in Rubus Ultratech last week. This gas is longer lasting for sure. It improves fuel economy, saves you money, and maintains vehicle performance. What sort of karma are you supposed to be?
What does Ultratech Fuel's greater fuel economy mean to you? You get more miles for less. Put only the best in your tank. Ultratech, only from Rubis.
VOB Courtesy Garage. We make big in association with Stanley.
This Hyundai Grand I-10 could be yours. Look at this. This is so nice, Carol.
And spacious.
Ooh, listen. All this leg room.
You gotta be here. You gotta be here.
Friends.
And in this time, right, where we're kind of like distancing ourselves, if you really need a ride, this is the ride for you, so you don't have to stand at the bus stop. But you have to make sure you keep listening to the stations of the Starcom network. You need to check out our shopping list, as in the places where you can buy, make your purchases, and enter, okay? So keep listening to the stations.
And remember, you also have to listen for the sounder, note the date, the time, and the station. It's only on the Starcom network stations.
What's the sounder?
VOB 92.9 FM, celebrating 40 years in 2021.
Can we talk about life? Your young children, your babies, your heartbeats, they're counting on you to keep them safe and prepare them for the years ahead. ICBL can help you to create a path for their future success. It's the best gift you can give them. Talk to us about our life products that include whole life and universal life products with opportunities to generate funds for future education and fulfill other dreams. Go on and give your kids the head start that they need for the road ahead. Visit ICBL.com today and talk to us about life. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Thank you very much, Charlene. Well, it's now 20... Hold. VOB 92.9 FM and Courtesy Garage, in association with Standard, present Win Big. The time is now 5:27. The time is now 5:27. This is One for the Road. He won the Sweet Soca Monarch with this one in 2014. Rocking Bushy Park, Pankatang, Biggie Harry. Coming up at 5:30, your evening edition. Coming up next, we have the latest.
I think they in check me liver. They're eating my soul. Cause no matter day or hour, I always in soca mode. Yes, they in check me liver. They're eating my soul. Cause no matter day or hour. Boy. We party hard like no one alive.
to leave this party. I decline. And me say,